We are not in the same state we were the last time you heard us talking.
That's probably why we sound a little bit more happier.
Got a little a more happier.
I'm sorry, that's how I talk when I'm happy.
You can't even string together a sentence.
Yes. That's why we sound happier, and that's why my skin, I can't tell about your skin, but that's why my skin is glowing.
That's because we're not in Cancer Alley anymore. Do you know what Cancer Alley is?
Yes, I've heard about it.
Okay.
That's why we're not near the Mississippi, the dirty Mississippi. I've always wanted to say that.
But the Mississippi goes all the way up, like.
Well, just say that in that part of the region.
We're not in Louisiana anymore.
Yay.
It makes me sad.
I am so happy not to be in that Bayou State, even though it was a very awesome state, you know. I learned a lot, but now it's time to move on.
Yep. We are in a different state that is still in the South, but I don't know. Sometimes it doesn't feel like the South. Sometimes it kind of feels like the East Coast.
I think it feels like Seattle. It's like a baby Seattle.
It's like a Southern Seattle.
Yeah, like a baby Southern Seattle. And the name of this place is
Hashtag Yeah That Greenville.
Greenville, yay! And Greenville is located in South Carolina.
Yes, it's really pretty. So I found out that it used to be like a mill town with like factories and stuff. And then it was nothing. And then it just randomly started rebuilding it like 10 years ago.
And they have statues of little black kids.
And inns. They have inns. They have all types of food that you can only imagine. And this is only like the stuff that we've seen on one street. This is only on Main Street.
Exactly.
With like two blocks of Main Street.
And there's a waterfall. I haven't seen a waterfall since my childhood.
Oh, because St. Lucia is so cool, huh?
Yes, yes.
All right. And then there's... Did we mention that there was an inn? There's multiple inns.
Yes.
Bed and breakfasts. So, at first, I was like, oh, it's like Stars Hollow of Gilmore Girls, but it's like more advanced. They have a hockey team. They have a hockey team. Uh-huh. They have a hockey team.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And what else do they have? They have a million coffee shops. Like, you know, in that place that I will not name, there's only this one coffee shop where everyone goes to, and they've been trying to close that coffee shop down for the last 25 years.
And then there's no plugs to plug in your computer.
And the Wi-Fi is like slow.
Okay, I think we're dragging
on
the path.
And the coffee tastes like... Anyway, but tell them about your favorite coffee spot so far.
So far, it's Spill the Beans. Yes. I don't even know if it's a chain. There's no way to tell. I don't think it's a chain, but it's really, really nice, and it's cheap, and their little tagline is what's it say, the smoothest coffee like you've ever drank.
Mm-hmm.
It's very accurate.
And actually, this segment is actually sponsored by Spill the Beans.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So my favorite coffee spot is Spill the Beans as well. You know why? Because they have the best milkshake I've tasted in the South. I love it.
Tess loves everything because he is out of Louisiana.
Why are we talking about Louisiana?
You was just going in on how Highland Coffee is about to get closed.
No.
Like four times.
Who said anything about Highland Coffee? I just said that I love those people over there, but I have moved on with my life. I have advanced as a person.
You know, I will say one thing, but last thing I'll say about coffee shops in Louisiana, none of them had plugs for your computer.
Exactly.
Like, everywhere you had to fight for it, or you're going to work as long as your computer has juice.
And they all close at 9 o'clock.
They do.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk a bit about how we got here.
Oh my goodness, the trip to Greenville.
Well, even before the trip. Remember, we packed probably like...
No. The packing for Greenville, it should be noted that we did not pack until... We didn't start packing until 2 days before we left. And we didn't really truly clean the apartment until the day we moved out.
Exactly.
We didn't do anything.
And hence, we forgot a few things.
Oh, the only thing we forgot was dishwashing Or like the dishwasher detergent.
We forgot our marriage poster thing.
I don't think we forgot that though, because it wasn't in the apartment.
It was outside probably. Anyway, we don't have everything that we thought we did.
But some stuff we'll just get over. But memories will.
I don't have my headphones. Going. I lost my headphones.
And by headphones, he means the $5 headphones from Walmart. So.
But they're actually very good.
They're very replaceable.
And tell them about the forecast, you know?
Oh, so we moved during Snowmageddon, Blizzard 2016, Jonas, all that stuff. And we thought we were going to have, like, the worst of it because Atlanta shut school down on Friday. Greenville just, they had snow and apparently it's not common here, which, lucky for us, it's not common here. And, yeah, we thought we were going to be skidding on ice on the way here in the truck and in the car, but we missed everything. Honestly, we just kind of went for it because we were like, I'd rather be driving through snow than staying here for one more day. So we ended up driving and we caught nothing. Yeah, literally nothing.
Yes, it was perfect, you know. It was perfect. And so now we're here. I mean, the house is more or less unpacked, right?
It's more unpacked if we are talking about everything that is not clothes. I have a lot of clothes. Like Tess said, I have three. How many apartments worth of clothes? Three apartments?
Yes, three apartments.
Yeah, so, I mean, I gave some stuff away. I gave a lot of stuff away. Mm-hmm. Four bags full of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm exhausted.
And she still doesn't have winter clothes, and it's really cold up here.
Yeah, it is cold.
So.
I just put jackets on top of sweaters on top of dresses.
Yes. So.
And I can't find my flats. Like, I can't find shoes. That's annoying. Uh-huh. Like, where are my shoes?
So, I have a segment.
What if it's not recording?
This segment is sponsored by all the lying meteorologists who talk about how devastating or how terrible the weather is going to be.
And pump it up dramatic.
Yes. So, Bree, I need you to give me two or three occupations where you can lie or deliver a false truth and get away with it. So.
One, customer service.
Okay.
Because they would just transfer your call to some outsourced company, or they'll just be like, oh, yeah, I see your stuff is going to be delivered so-and-so, and it definitely has not even shipped yet.
Or sometimes they're like, hold on, let me go talk to the manager for a second. Then they put the phone down.
And then they walk away.
Okay, well, my manager said that, and, yeah, they lie.
I've actually done that before. At DOTD, when, like, one time she called and yelled at me because she sat in traffic for, like, hours on I-12. And that was when I-12 was, like, still under construction for, like, those 10 years. And everybody was gone from the office at that point. So I was kind of like, I don't know what I said. But I basically told her that we were taking care of it and we were going to, you know, process her complaint. I went home.
She's probably listened to this podcast.
She was like 80. And she's like, I was my doctor's appointment. And I'm like, why was no one driving you if that was that important?
Yeah, that is pretty bad. Do you have any others? Any
other news is definitely one of them. Because, totally. You know, that Zika or Zika virus?
Uh-huh.
It's not in America. But they acting like it is. Like, they'll tell you, oh, see how close the virus is to you, so you can go look at the article. It's like, what? What?
It's in Mexico.
Right. Yeah. All right. It, like, in New York City, see how many miles. The Zika virus is only miles away.
Maybe they're just trying to keep you informed.
No, you could easily keep people informed and get page views.
Totally. I agree.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, for me, it's not really an occupation, but rappers. Those guys say...
If you get paid, it's an occupation.
Yes. for this purpose, it's an occupation.
Okay.
Those guys say whatever the hell they feel like, right?
They make up lives.
Yes. I'm trying to
I feel like they could be writing novellas with the stuff that they make up.
I'm trying to think of just an outrageous rap lyric, but it's not coming to me. So, secondly, lawyers, they just talk sometimes, and I don't know where we're going with this topic.
I think we should get off of it now.
Yes, because I'm very tired. I want to go to bed.
It's so, like 8 o'clock.
I'm tired. So, how has Greenville changed your life?
Oh my gosh. Okay, number one, I'm obsessed with this place. I'm going to join a hockey or soccer team. Still torn on which one. Number two, my coworkers are like super cool. I know like everybody here is really cool, but they're like grade A, top notch, super awesome people. Number three, there's so many cool places that don't even exist in the boot.
Oh, in that place over there?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
But yeah, there's so many cool places. It's just, I mean, East Coast/South where I am at is like, they have more stuff, but it's just, I'm obsessed. I'm going to write a love letter to this place. I think I'm either going to write a love letter or add a Greenville tab to my blog.
Yes, Greenville, I must say, is pretty awesome. And I did not expect to be this excited, you know, to be in a new city. But
we were definitely excited on the Google Map portion of the job search.
Totally.
Oh, by the way, I found a new bookstore. Remind me to tell you about that later.
Okay.
Well, I didn't find it. My boss told me about it.
And tell them about the bookstores.
Oh, so we went to a school used bookstore, and I bought a book. I don't have that much money, but I bought a book, and it was only $5. But I don't know how many of y'all have seen Bridget Jones' Diary, but it said the Thinking Woman's Bridget Jones' Diary. Well, Bridget Jones' Diary was a book too. But anyway, it's the Thinking Woman's version. And I'm like, I can't wait to read it because the book jacket was like really cool and it was pretty. And yeah, that was at Mr. K's or yes. Kevin's or
Mr.
whatever.
K's, yes.
Yeah, so that was one. That wasn't even downtown. That was like on the way to work. So the one downtown is really cute too. It's like in a little southern, it's right down, it's like a block over from work. It's really nice. So yeah, there's just a lot of cool places.
Life is great. We're happy.
There's produce markets. Oh, I'm just dying of happiness. Like, I just want to hug Greenville. Can you hug a city?
Yes. Yes.
Well, since you're on the gram,
I just want to say that I'm so tired.
You just want to say you're so tired, you little baby.
It was nice talking to you guys.
Oh, BT Dubs, schools out here don't go to school till 8:45 a.m. I'm just saying.
And
it's an hour later than we did.
Totally. And I think they get out at like 1.
They get out at 3:45. Calm your nerves. Just childish.
Yes.
Well, I think that was a little quick, little cute podcast we just did.
Yes.
On moving in January and a little update on the fabulous lives of the Felician adults.
Oh, by the way, we made our
1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary, you heard me?
Yes. We don't hate each other anymore.
Well, I like you a lot.
Oh, I love you too.
Aww.
We should do a podcast on our first year of marriage.
Well, the do's and the don'ts.
We're not qualified to give do's or don'ts. But we can talk about what we expected, what we didn't expect. What happened? Major life changes.
Totally.
So that'll be next. I don't know when we're gonna do that, but it's gonna happen.
No promises, folks.
Yeah, but it's gonna happen. Maybe Valentine's Day around that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Adios.